This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And tonight we are on location in downtown La Mesa, where it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And that's because the Christmas in the Village Winter Wonderland Celebration is coming up on December 12th and 13th. I'm here today with two very special guests. The first is John Vigil, who is the Executive Director of the La Mesa Village Merchants Association. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam, very much.
And I understand you've also got a special title in your role as putting together this whole festival. What's that?
I am the Chief Elf of Christmas in the Village.
Very good. I'm also here with Shannon O'Dunn. Shannon is a board member also for the La Mesa Village Merchants Association, and she's the owner of the O'Dunn Fine Art Gallery here in downtown La Mesa. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Miriam. It's always a pleasure.
John, can you start by telling our listeners who may not have been to the Christmas in the Village celebration before what it's all about?
Well, Christmas in the Village will be on Friday and Saturday, December 12th and 13th. We have a pre-parade celebration beginning at 4:30. We have a parade starting at 5. We do have stages beginning at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. We also have fire pits. We have Santa. We'll be here at the Goodwill Plaza.
Wonderful. Yeah, the whole village really transforms into a Victorian-style winter wonderland. I understand you may see, what, strolling carolers and chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
You'll see all of that. And we have 40,000 twinkly lights here in the village right now.
Beautiful. It's just gorgeous. Shannon, you are one of the merchants here. And I understand that this is a very special year for the merchants, and it's particularly important for this event to be a success because the merchants have been going through some hard times this year due to the upgrades that the city has been making. It's a wonderful improvement project for the village, but it's also meant some disruption, streets torn up. What kind of effect has that had on the merchants down here?
Miriam, I think there are a combination of factors that are impacting retail here in the village. Certainly the streetscape has confused people, but honestly, in the last 6 months or the second half of this year, that's only been 2 months, and most of us are feeling an impact from a recovery which has not really hit retail, certainly in the small business sector. So the streetscapes are a temporary thing that we're stubbing our toe on. I think the economy is a longer wavelength problem that hasn't been solved, and we're seeing it across the board in a variety of retail settings.
Yeah, that's a good point, because the streetscape comes on top of a couple of years of or more of recession, where the merchants have been kind of hanging in there waiting for better times. But in your case, you had no sidewalk for
2 months. We've had backhoes parked out front and sidewalks jackhammered and so on. But I think we need to take the long run. The city's doing some wonderful upgrades. This village will be safer and better lighted and, I think, overall better looking for our visitors. That's the most important thing, as well as enhancing what the merchants bring to the street as well.
Now, the city council has done an extraordinary thing to encourage visitors to come back to the village.
The city has done a great thing. They have taken all the construction off La Mesa Boulevard. They have moved it to Palm Avenue. I just had a meeting with the city on Wednesday, and they have agreed to clear Palm Avenue for us. Mm-hmm. So all the visitors do know that La Mesa will be open. Christmas in the Village will be unaffected.
And also there is free parking. The city council voted to make no fees for the parking meters from now to the end of the year. It is a two-hour limit, but you can come down and not worry about, you know, having to have those quarters.
And during the event, there is no parking meter enforcement at all. Also, it is 2 hours on La Mesa Boulevard. Do read the signs in the back lot on Lemon Avenue. It's also 2 hours. But in the Allison Street parking lot, you do get 4 hours free.
There you go. Can you give us a few more details about what else is going to be happening, what some of the entertainment is going to be at this year's event?
Christmas in the Village always has local entertainment. We're talking things for children. We're talking puppet shows. We're talking local bands, entertainment such as singing, dancing, caroling, barbershop quartet.
And face painting for the children?
Absolutely. We have face painters, also people doing balloons. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's even pony rides and a toy drive. People can bring their new unwrapped toys to Cosmos Coffee if they want to donate to help families in need. Now, are the stores and the restaurants down here all staying open late for the occasion?
Everyone's staying open late. Stores will be open till 10 o'clock.
And I understand some of the merchants are doing some special things for visitors. Shannon, what's going on at your gallery?
We always enjoy Christmas in the village. This is one of the nicest crowds we get here. It's so friendly and people in the spirit of the season, however you celebrate these December holidays. I'll personally have beverages and snacks out for folks, but I'm just looking forward to welcoming and seeing some of you I just see once a year come through, as well as some new visitors. We hope you'll come down and enjoy this free family event.
Very good. Thank you, Shannon. John, if people want to get more information about Christmas in the Village, where can they go?
Go to our website at lmvma.com. That's the La Mesa Village Merchants Association website, and you get all the information. If you have questions, you can even call me.
Now, where will Santa Claus be for those parents that want to bring the little ones down? When and where can they find Santa?
Santa will be last in our parade. He'll be coming in on our fire truck. Our fire truck will park at Spring Street and La Mesa Boulevard right in front of the Goodwill Plaza. Santa will be in the Goodwill Plaza this year. Christmas in the Village is a free event. We welcome everyone to come on out and enjoy themselves.
Just remember, it's 5 to 10, December 12th and 13th. And I think you'll find that our individual merchants are all promoting sales prices and giftable items this season.
So you can do your holiday shopping in between listening to all that wonderful music and visiting with Santa and enjoying the parade.
And don't forget our fire pits.
Enjoy those chestnuts. Thank you very much for joining us on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ. Any final words for our listeners, folks?
We invite all our friends and families to enjoy Christmas in the Village.
Merry Christmas, everybody!